It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. We're just talking about how fast the grass is growing here after that rain. Holy smokes. That was
quite
a little shower there.
It was more than a shower. It was a,
tsunami over at your place. You've got Lake Benega down there.
Lake Benega was back.
Yeah, no wake zone down there in the corner here floods too. So
Standing on my driveway looking at the whirlpools from the storm drains to make sure that they were going through and vehicles are driving by, and they'd roll down the window and say something and I'd yell, "No wake zone." Yeah. No wake zone.
Yeah, that could wash right up to your living room there if they hit it too hard.
Got kind of close.
See Rupert get washed away there. Don't want that.
Yeah, he doesn't like to swim. I remember when I had the original Rupert, I took him on a boat fishing. It was my grandpa's old just fishing boat, like a grumpy old man fishing boat. Anyways, he was two or three at the time, and every time he whined, I would throw him in the lake.
We're talking about a dog now. Not your nephew or anything.
Beagle.
Yeah, Beagle, Rupert.
But, so every time he would start whining, I would put him in the lake. Well, after a while, he stopped whining.
Didn't like that.
And enjoyed being in the boat.
Smart dog. Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today, we're saluting Private First Class Vernon Herman Redepenning. Vernon was born on March 6, 1930 in Albee, South Dakota, and passed away on April 4, 2005. He entered active duty in the United States Army on January 16, 1951, here in Madison. Was honorably discharged 6.5 months later on August 27th, 1951, at Camp Rucker, Alabama. He belonged to the Minnesota Army National Guard, the local National Guard unit, as part of Battery B of the 175th Field Artillery Battalion, and he was called to active duty during the Korean era and served in Camp Rucker, Alabama, with a bunch of others from the area. So we thank you, Vernon, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all the vets out
there.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the topic at hand. Quick facts for using community care for routine needs.
Yes, the St. Cloud VA sends out these email announcements, and this one came out on May 12th, discussing how to go about receiving VA-authorized care in the community. The Veterans Community Care Program provides health care to eligible veterans through local in-network providers outside of VA medical facilities. If your VA provider determines that you need to receive care in the community, they'll create a consult for this care to be reviewed. If approved, you or the VA can schedule an appointment. If a veteran schedules their appointment, the VA needs to be notified of the appointment information so an authorization can be issued. Care must be authorized by VA prior to receiving care. They put an exclamation point on this, so that is a very important statement.
All right.
It must be pre-authorized by the VA prior to receiving care. So before, going to a clinic saying, VA is going to pay for this, you need to approve. There needs to be paperwork.
All right.
It's the federal government, so of course there's got to be paperwork.
That's right, of course.
Veterans will receive a letter in the mail with an authorization number and information detailing the authorized care. The VA will send relevant documentation to the clinic. Additional appointments for the care authorized can be made if the authorization allows. If the authorization does not allow additional appointments, the community provider can request an additional authorization from the VA. Again, please obtain an authorization before receiving care. VA cannot cover services beyond what is described in the authorization. Like what Judge Judy, one of my favorite TV personalities, always says, it's got to be in the four corners of the piece of paper. If an authorization expires and more care is required, the community provider can also request an additional authorization. Again, please obtain a new authorization before receiving care. This must be important because they keep saying that again.
Yeah, they must have a problem with that.
prescriptions can be filled for up to 14 days. Non-urgent or medication orders for greater than 14 days need to be filled by the VA. If a prescription is filled at an out-of-network pharmacy, the VA will need to pay for the prescription, or the veteran will need to pay for the prescription out-of-pocket and submit a reimbursement claim to their local VA. VA community providers and in-network pharmacies can be located at va.gov/find-locations. St. Cloud VA's community care office is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 1 to 2 p.m. in Building 29, Room 20 for walk-in assistance. Additional assistance is available via phone. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 320-255-6401. There's a printable step-by-step community care quick fact sheet, and I've provided the link for that, and I've also printed off a few to have in my office to give out.
And the link will be in the Western Garden.
It'll be printed in the newspapers.
Right. Kind of hard to read those on the radio.
Yeah. It is. There's a lot of percentage signs, a lot of numbers, And again, stay tuned for additional information about using the Veterans Community Care Program for urgent and emergency needs. So any questions on VA Community Care, you can contact our office. And, of course, the Veterans Linkage Line is always available.
And what's that number, Josh?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Lush and green, probably lusher and greener than ever right now.
Yeah, lawn's looking pretty good. Wish I could say the same about mine. I seeded and fertilized this weekend.
Had Kenny and London come over your place.
Yeah. Use some of Kenny's magic on my lawn.
There you go.
But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I'm a one-man show, as I've been for the last few years. For those military folks out there, it behooves you to call prior to just to make sure I'm around.
Okay.
I usually am, but, you know, it never hurts to call and say, you know, are you available? Can I come over?
Right. And there's no security at the door or anything like that anymore?
It's just, nope.
You could just come walk right into your office there, right?
Nope. I still like to think of myself as a courthouse bouncer. But,
yeah, well, you're kind of the first guy they see down there. So.
If you come in the east door, and I'm usually down there.
So. All right. Do want to mention Dawson VFW meeting tonight at Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, and they're going to have installation of officers starting at that meeting starts at 7 tonight.
Madison VFW is also meeting tonight. We meet at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Very good. So, good members, get out and attend the meeting.
Yes.
Well, Josh, thanks for the info, and we will see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.